I'm telling you, joy, and that laugh was contagious. You had just then too. Anytime you want to tell stories like that, please do. We're here listening. I promise. I promise. And you could, if Dan wouldn't come looking for his money, you could put that on a T-shirt, and we'd all know what it was. We'd laugh every time we seen it. That's good story. Good stuff. But I don't want you to use it all up one day, but I would like to hear the Rick Peter story. I mean, I know you ain't probably got time to tell it today, but, you know, every now and then, that would be kind of cool on Friday to be
storytelling.
Yeah, story day. That sure would be cool. Crap.
Thank you, Randall. And this is Cranky.
Hey, it's our request Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
Freebird! Just kidding. I tell you when
hey, you know what? I love the song. It takes 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play it.
You can smoke two cigarettes. I mean, you can check the thinking stoop twice.
Well, there's an officer down there outside the thinking stoop with somebody in the back seat of his car. I have no idea what's going on there. He may be with Wendy.
You never know. You never know.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen, they said, Trump shut that flight down.
Yeah.
Yesterday on Pelosi.
Yes.
And today they said that he put a padlock on her broom.
Yeah, well, it's about time somebody grounded Broomstick One.
Well, the Gala said, we have to be thinking about security. That's the last damn thing on their minds. Seriously?
They're all worried about all the people this evil president is affecting with the shutdown. How are you going to solve it in Brussels and on this junket that you all felt compelled to take that was more important than getting business done with this president who has been ready to negotiate, but they're not going to give.
Well, see, they can trace all their payoffs to their banks electronically, so they just get briefcases full of $100 bills
Everybody that goes to Congress from both parties, unfortunately, ends up leaving, whenever it is, far wealthier than when they entered. That's a fact.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got to run. Well, thanks for the call. Legal Eagle Local Heartthrob, Chad.
But, Greg, I must go to Puerto Rico and Belgium to think more clearly about how to end this atrocious shutdown.
Yeah. I need to get into my Miss Gas and Oil or whatever. She was Miss Lube City, I think, in 1955, Nancy Pelosi.
I think that's actually true.
It is. There's a picture.
I'm not surprised. Miss Lube job, huh?
I'll say this. Let me just say this. She was better looking in that silly pageant she won than Alexandria Cortez Ocasio will ever be.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you, I enjoy hearing the story.
Oh, you did?
I did, but what I would like you to do, because I've never heard it, and you just talked about it, you alluded to it, about your success within the following year. I want to hear that part as to how you went from rags to riches, you know, in a year.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that. I mean, because we all love you, and you humanize yourself to us when you tell us what's happened, and it also shows people that, look, perseverance, the value of perseverance. There's very few people, I don't feel sorry for people when they tell me, oh, they don't have a job, they don't like their job. I'm like, well, then get a different one. Move if you have to. Not very many people do that anymore. The people who are really successful are the ones who are willing to take the risks, you know, and fail. We have, most people in our society, we're so afraid to fail at anything.
You know what's interesting, Chad? When I look back at that part of my life and what I did, I am astonished at what an insane, crazy thing that was to do.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
I wanted to make it big so passionately enough that I said, well, and then I go down to the first opportunity I get and drink my way out of the worst radio station after 8 weeks. That was not a particularly inspiring moment, but that needed to happen for the phone call to Rick Peters. And
it just goes to show you that God has a sense of humor.
Yeah, he sure does.
But I want to hear, I'm going to hang up and listen to the rest, but even if you just give us 5 minutes of what happened after that, what radio station he went to, and because I talked to people that knew you when you were down there. And they asked me what I listened to here, and I said, Greg, oh, yeah, I used to be in Fort Lauderdale. I remember that guy. That's good. In prison. No.
Well, actually, I was once, but that's another long story.
But just give us the 5-minute scoop if you can. It's good. It's a good story on a Friday.
I will.
All right.
All right, Chad. I'll get to it because it's 5:06. Connie.
Hi. Yes. Did you see Trump's tweet about an announcement tomorrow?
No, I did not.
This is his tweet. He just made it a little while ago. I will be making a major announcement concerning the humanitarian crisis on our southern border and the shutdown tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. live from the White House.
Awesome.
Awesome, which will be 2 our time.
It's amazing watching this man perform. It really is.
I can't wait.
In the face of nonstop, totally 100% bigoted, prejudiced, socialistic-driven commentary from every network but Fox, and even they're starting to tilt a little bit like the Leaning Tower they are.
I know. I'm about to give up on Fox.
A lot of people have. They are hemorrhaging viewers in the ratings, by the way.
Actually, it's been good for y'all, though, because the less TV I watch, the more radio I'm listening to.
That's good. We'll try and keep the images in your head.
Can I ask one favor of you?
Yes.
As a request, when you sign off today, can you play what you used to sign off with?
Sure.
That you did it every day, that dancing on the King's Highway?
Yeah, sure.
I miss that.
That's a great request, and I'll do it.
All right, thanks.
Oh, we need to call the El Jalisco's.
Sure.
Gino.
Yes, how are y'all?
Yeah. How are you?
Let me give you some land measurements. So I mentioned earlier in the day about a mile square is 640 acres. And there's, that's what it is. A mile square is 640 acres.
Well, the mile square town was actually inspired by a mile square airport, Midway. That's what...
Uh-huh.
So,
and it's, I guess Midway is 640 acres in a mile square.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you, Gene.
Have a nice one.
You too. Slap out Rick.
Hey, Greg, you know, Trump kind of messed up on this bit with flight. He should have gone ahead and approved for Pelosi to go and make her trip and then cancel the flight back. But they even better send her on the public relations trip to North Korea and then cancel the flight.
We're trying to bring peace to that neck of the world, not Pelosiism. Pelosium, that's a new element, by the way. It's very dense. Thanks for the call, Rick. We're trying to keep it moving here because we have something important we need to do. Who's up?
This is Yalen from El Jalisco.
Yalen from El Jalisco. How are you?
Hey there, Greg. I'm good. And you?
I'm just fine. We're coming over there tomorrow afternoon. We're bringing somebody very famous with us, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow on 5. We just love the fact that whenever you want authentic Mexican food, we can come to El Jalisco. You always have, it's a nice long restaurant, lots of tables and booths, and you can eat like a king on a very princely amount of money. How about that? What are the specials today?
Today is Friday, so we do have our most requested food. It would be our shrimp adobe, which is $10.99 today. It's a really big platter and really, really good.
Huge.
Our cheese stick burrito, of course, which
one of my
is $7.99.
Yeah.
And lastly, our nachos Jalisco, which includes steak, chicken, shrimp, and grilled vegetables, just topped with cheese, is $7.99 today.
$7.99.
Yes.
That's incredible. I see those platters go by with the steam coming up off the sizzling meats and vegetables, and it looks so amazing. I've got to do that one of these days. It's just that I'm not allowed to eat in public with anything involving sour cream, but that's another story that we don't have time to tell right now. You have your happy hour drink specials too, right?
Definitely. We do have our lime flavor margaritas on the rocks for frozen, $3. And also our Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Draft 22-ounce for $2.99 today.
Awesome. El Jalisco is right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory on Atlanta Highway. Right in front of the Burlington Coat Factory, there is plenty of parking. And as I say, whenever you're hungry for authentic Mexican for lunch or dinner, El Jalisco, if you haven't been there, try it. And by the way, attentive, wonderful service from people like Galen here. You tell Monica, Queen of the Dimples, I said hi, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Such sweet people over there. Mike.
Hi, Greg. It's Dave.
Dave?
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry. I get it. That was funny. It took me a second. Hey. How you doing there, yeah. Mike? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm doing... I was going to say, anybody headed south on 85, there's a lot of blue flashing lights, some sort of conflagration around mile marker 30. Got traffic backed up about 3.5 miles and growing.
So. All right. So it's southbound, you said, or north, or both?
Southbound.
Southbound 85 at mile marker 30. Would that be east or west of Tallahassee?
That is west of Tallahassee. It's between Tallahassee and the first Tuskegee exit.
Tuskegee, okay. You nailed it for us. Thank you. We'll get that down to the traffic dungeon. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Mumnut.
Hey, guess who's downstairs?
Who's downstairs?
Me. I got to get my chocolate pecan pie.
Oh, awesome. Well, I hope...
See me. Bye.
Okay, I guess somebody came to... Yeah, we're actually closed.
Yeah.
The office is closed.
I was about to say, I hope somebody answers.
Somebody can find that for him. All right, now the lines are clear. Let's get the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. 272-9228. It's a word we give out a few times each weekday morning on 3 Men and a Lady between 6 and 9. If you're the ninth caller with that word right now at 272-9228, then I... have lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill for you. Redeemable downtown at the RSA location or on the boulevard. That's 272-9228. We need this morning's Baumhauer's winning word.
We're into the official rush hour this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no major accidents at this time, but it is busy out there. The boulevard is jammed up all the way around from the truck stops on 65 all the way around to the Wetumpka Highway. In fact, we're starting to see a little bit of a delay at the Northern Boulevard and I-65 as people merge onto 65. The interstates themselves running pretty good this afternoon. Not much delay there. If you're over in the Taylor Road area, be careful around East Chase. Both of those exits are really busy this afternoon. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping for East Montgomery, has a bright, fresh new look and currently has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's run down the call board. I'm like freaky here this afternoon. And find caller 9. You are number 1. Try again quickly. Caller 2, try again quickly. It does work. You are caller 3. Give it another shot. 272-9228. You're caller 4. This is caller 5. And now we get to close in on that big moment. The BM, as we call it.
Yes, indeed.
Caller 6, close. Try again. Caller 7. This is caller 8. I'm so sorry.
Close.
And I know I always end those caller 8 calls quickly in case, you know, they get ticked off and go, that's not the winning word of the day. Hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, got that winning word?
I believe it's Blanco.
That is the winning word. And you have just won lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Hang on, and young...
Mr. Sandman.
Young Mr. Sandman will get your information.
What was that?
That was a massive, I mean, an atomic brain fart. I mean, that was major. So hang on. And everybody else, we thank you for trying. We do it again Monday morning between 6 and 9. The Baumhauer's winning word. Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now, offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes as a strong cold front approaches tomorrow. For tonight, cloudy skies, maybe some showers by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by afternoon and evening hours in through Saturday night. A few of the storms could be strong. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It turns drastically colder late Saturday night into Sunday with a high temperature Sunday only in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s as Arctic air pours into the area. Down to 26 first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. How about that for a winter change? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate. That's how we knew Wendy was a whore.
Well, it's Tom Brady and also Drew Brees. Both of these players are in their 40s. They're driving slow to the stadium. They're playing bingo when the game is done. They wear adult diapers. Their hair's turning. Grandpa's in the NFL tonight. Tom Brady's ready. And Drew Brees is ready. Are you ready for some geezers? A couple old codgers. They are old enough to be their opponent's fathers. Forget the Gatorade. Put Metamucil on ice. Cause some geriatric quarterbacks are playing tonight.
Yeah, what's wrong with being a few years more experienced? Nothing I can think of. Hey, let's welcome T-Spirit to the Friday Afternoon Happy Hour.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight? I tell you what, the situation with Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi just keeps on giving us some newfound joy.
We have waited for years for somebody... And I hate to use the term put this woman in her place because it's not in that context. This is a power-crazy woman who has always, always gotten everything she wanted. Always found Republicans who would cave in and do what she thought they should do. And finally somebody is saying, no, I don't play that way. She has,
I love it.
She has not only met her match, but she has been mastered.
You are so very correct. And I tell you what, for that, she needs to have a whipping by the little old lady that got hit in the wreck.
Hey, there you go. You want to hear that today?
If we could, if you have time.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you. We were just listening to your background and being in Florida and all. And to tell you the truth, Florida's loss is Alabama's gain, because we certainly got the better end of that deal. You have been tremendous for this area, for all of us who have been wanting to learn about politics. You brought humor to politics. You gave us laughter. And I tell you what, this area would not be the same without you, Greg Budell. Rick Peters did a tremendous thing in bringing you to us.
You know what's great about that is that everybody that knew him and knew me told him not to do it. And he said, I'm going to have breakfast with him and I'll make a decision. So we met for breakfast in Fort Lauderdale. And he said, I'm going to do it. And, it got off to a great start, almost like it did in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, I'm here. I don't even have anything to drive. And I borrow the Jams van and it gets stolen out of my driveway. How do you know what it was like to go to work the next morning, having been up all night with the police, to have to tell the bosses, oh, by the way, I borrowed one of the vehicles and it got ripped off? I mean, that's almost like face planting in the carpeting stoned, so drunk I missed a complete radio show. I think actually that was easier.
South Florida's loss was definitely our gain.
Well, thank you, Teesper. I appreciate that. And I will.
You are very welcome.
I will play the accident witness for you. Afternoon went in a very different direction. Chad wanted to hear a little bit. I honestly, I don't want the format for the show to be me.
But it's good. No, you actually, we were talking off air, you did this on my show in 1 hour, as much as you can do in an hour, and told a lot of these successes. It's, I don't know, it's an incredible story, and I really don't think you've actually told the whole thing. This is why you need to do what you promised yourself you were going to do this year, is finish and write the damn book already.
Fiance is going to help me wire up and drill the holes so I can connect my desktop computer that our dearest of friends used to share this afternoon space with us.
Alan!
Got me so I can have the discipline set up to write.
Yeah.
Now, in a month, if you find out that I just sit around in my underwear at the house and eat peanut butter cups until it's 2:40 and time to come in, you have permission to come over and beat me.
How?
Because the whole point in going through all of this, as Emily would say, Michigas, is to, I need that. I got to write my magazine column this weekend.
We'll get it done.
So far, I'm working on something called the Love Tub, but I don't know.
I think you can suck it up, Peanut Butter Cup, and get it done.
Certainly have to try. I need the money. 5:23. Anyway, going back to Chad's call at the beginning of the hour, and my daughter just sent me the coolest thing. A couple of photos. High school kids were brought to the zoo today to look at potential careers at Zoo Miami. And they brought two groups to her department, graphic design, and she did presentations for them, and she sent me some pictures that somebody took of her doing this. And I thought, that I can't think of a better medicine to make my day than those pictures, and that's what I wrote her back. I did not say, because I did that many times for classrooms, whether it was, about radio or about, drugs and alcohol. I was invited to speak on a lot of topics or do presentations like that at a lot of career days. And there she is with a whole room full of people with their attention riveted on her and doing a nice job. And I want you to pray for the goose over the next week. A very pivotal moment in her career there is coming a week from today. And if that goes right, I will proceed to have an excellent year. I know I shouldn't be, and I don't tell her that. And don't you go to tell her either through social media. I'm so proud of the way she's handled this catastrophe with her marriage. I think she's done a better job. Her mother and I both kind of agreed. She seems to be dealing with it better than we are.
Good.
And because when you're a dad to a daughter, you never, ever lose that urge to want to hold her and say it's going to be okay. And have that magic you did when they were real little, and you could do that and they would believe you. She's an adult now. And I think to see her use the tools that we taught her about, her mother and I learned from our own mistakes. She's not going to let this, as she calls him, asshat, destroy her life. Not going to do it. We're giving her all the support we can, and but this is the only point in all the time I've been here where I have felt some level of frustration that I just can't jump in the car and take her to dinner tonight after the show.
Yeah.
First time. That's how well and beautiful every life and situations have accommodated me over the last, it's going to be 14 years in April. That's stunning to me. But when I get an email like that, I realize you're thinking too much. You're letting it take up too much space in your head. She's got it. She's got it. You know, she's handling it. And for all she's accomplished, I mean, she's put a real imprint on that zoo.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Every time I've gone there, it's wonderful to see a place where I held her hand as we petted the rhinoceros horn when she was three. To go around there and know that the same rhinoceros is still there and still available for petting. And see her working there and making a significant contribution to the way the zoo presents itself. Could you ask for anything more as a dad? I don't think so. I don't think so. So anyway, that's the latest on that. The lady, Gay Lawrence. Yes, Wendy was a horn. Greg was right. I heard him say that. I was dropping off a package and listening on the app. He had that right. It's been a crazy afternoon in so many different ways. Let's talk about John Lee Paints.
Okay.
Great business. 3.5 decades. We're so lucky. We have businesses that have such long histories of service in this area. John Lee Paints, just north of Atlanta Highway, just north of Atlanta Highway and Coliseum Boulevard, with the thought-provoking sign out in front. One that makes you think. Talk about an imprint on the community. I mean, this is a place that the city of Montgomery trusts to be the official, let's say, guidance counselor on color and conformity, so that, you know, that can destroy neighborhoods. Somebody paints their house, you know, especially a historic area, decides that the phosphorescent purple is a great look for the outside of the house. There was a house down in Miami. It was famous. It was this garish pink right next to 95, not in a very nice area of town. Everybody knew that house, but everybody that lived around it hated it because it was an eyesore. And eventually, the city passed an ordinance regulating that. If you have any doubts about exterior colors, John Lee Paints can step in and solve that problem for you, because they are the official color guide for the historic areas of the city. That's one reason to go. The other is expertise in products. They're the folks that sell Richards Paint, which is formulated to give you the best possible result with any painting project. So for a do-it-yourselfer, you know, the right paint, a paint that's going to yield a professional result, is so critical. And if you're unsure about how, what roller to use, and all of those other things that come up in the course of a project, they can answer those questions and sell you what you need so you get a great outcome. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. When you stop by, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
We've had a pretty good Friday afternoon rush hour so far today. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the boulevard the biggest concern still this afternoon, with lots of traffic, but nothing to really slow you down other than just a lot of traffic. You're going to slow down at most of the traffic lights. The interstates are moving along at a speed limit ride, and I don't see any problems on the 31s. Maybe a little delay at the Redland Road traffic light headed into Wetumpka, and a jam up right in front of the casino. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man injured. Police say a man was shot in the 300 block of West Fairview Avenue Thursday night. Authorities say he was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Alabama's unemployment rate is down slightly. The State Department of Labor says December's preliminary seasonally adjusted jobless rate is 3.9%. That's a decrease from the November rate of 4%, but slightly above the rate from a year ago at 3.8%. And a man has died while attempting to flee police while swimming across a rural pond in Troy. Authorities say the man fled on foot from a traffic stop Wednesday morning and then attempted to swim across the pond to evade Troy police. A dive team found his body several hours later. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some big weather changes as a strong cold front approaches tomorrow. For tonight, cloudy skies, maybe some showers by the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by afternoon and evening hours in through Saturday night. A few of the storms could be strong. We'll keep an eye on it for you. Make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It turns drastically colder late Saturday night into Sunday with a high temperature Sunday only in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s as Arctic air pours into the area. Down to 26 first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. How about that for a winter change? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Sometimes you can feel better about the insanity going on in Alabama when you look at the state next door. Thinking back to Election Day, thinking about the tens of millions of dollars that were poured into almost electing Stacey Abrams, who had no business being governor of that or any other state. Another socialist Democrat. They never give up, and they've got a lot of money to keep trying electing nincompoops. Check this out. Three Georgia lawmakers want to prohibit tractor trailers and semi-trucks from driving on state highways if trailers or semi-trailers are not engaged in the pickup or delivery of persons or property. Somebody in this trio, which includes State Senators Donzella James, Harold Jones, and Michael Rett, filed the bill to limit the travel on Wednesday. All three are Democrats. There's a shock. The bill does provide an exception for traveling to or pay. This is the extent. This is where government just doesn't know where to stop. Any vehicle suspected of being operated in violation of this article may be the subject of an inspection conducted. Yeah, that's what they want to do. They want to have inspections and committees, and that's all they can do. Accomplishing what? Tying up the commerce of the state of Georgia through the most underrated and underappreciated means, which are the truckers. What do you think is inside there? It's amazing, isn't it? The level. You used to think politicians had to have something going on to get elected to office. Charisma. That's how many of the nincompoops get in. Something. Pseudo-intellectualism, whatever it is. Common sense, never. Rarely, let's say that. I think that's something Trump can take credit for. And boy, and I mean, I love the way he's just beating the Democrats at every turn. But you know there are weak-kneed Republicans, and I'm not naming any names, Mother Ruby, but who are just wishing he would stop with the tweets and stop confronting Nancy Pelosi, because we really all need to get on and on and on and on. That's, you know, that's out there. But it starts at the local level. So if you think you've seen some, and I hear these stories on Barron's show, and I go, man, because nobody does local politics better than Barron, Coleman, and Jack Campbell on News and Views following 3 Men and a Lady in the Morning. I learn more on that show in 20 minutes going home than I do from every other source on the planet through the course of a week. This bill, by the way, has been withdrawn after a reaction to it was unexpectedly virulent, shall we say. It's electrifying how dumb people who are supposed to govern can be. With Mr. Electric, they're so focused on safety. We've talked a lot about, you know, extension cords, space heaters. There were people who will be using those at the beginning of the week when this next blast and first blast of Arctic air comes through. And after a few years, the cords get worn. They can become dangerous, tipped over. They can get too close to something they can ignite. Mr. Electric has always been concerned about these safety issues and can help you with them. Having too many, you know, multiple plugs in one outlet, putting in something in the outlet where your microwave is plugged in, should be actually just plug it in as you need it. Just don't let it sit. And now they're focusing and can help families that we don't hear much about it, but carbon monoxide is a silent killer. Look up the numbers on the people that are affected by carbon monoxide poisoning. Accidental. But it's never accidental if you have a monitor in the house that Mr. Electric can install and give you that extra protection, because you can't, it's a silent, unnoticeable killer. And the detectors in your house will alert you to the fact that somewhere there is a source of carbon monoxide entering your home that you need to deal with. That's just one of the ways. For us, it came to security. They installed our Ring doorbell system, Mr. Electric. They added illumination and extended electricity to places where, I don't know why the previous owner did this, but they had lights installed on the gutters over the to illuminate the yard. They had no electricity going to them. Mr. Electric found that all out for us and made it work again. It never worked at all. So they can help you in any number of ways. Installations, anything involving electricity should be done by a professional with a pedigree of doing it right, and that's Mr. Electric. Great local company, fantastic, knowledgeable technicians, upfront pricing, no surprises, no games, with this incredible group of people. You can reach them at 269-8886, 269-8886. Or visit them online at MrElectricOfMontgomery.com.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury, with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
near
why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the
in
river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Mark, excuse me. I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up. It's raining out here. I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So thought, whoa. Man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala, just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over to their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too.
There's one woman with a little black purse. She's tomahawking it, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. Blah, blah, blah. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella. She's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one that... It's a little woman who looks like Mother Goose. She's beating him. She's got this new big bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they still beat the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beamed the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The woman with the little black purse is still all pieces of him. okay, he's up on the The little woman just beamed him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. Oh, I wish you would have been here, man. Oh, this is too good.
Request Friday on Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I may have been tacky at times this afternoon, but sometimes you have to be to tell a good story. And it's just like the old saying, you have to break a few eggs to make a real mayonnaise. That's what I did. I made a real mayonnaise today.
Thought it was to make an omelet.
No, I'm pretty sure. And then you know how to get people to call is to have them, they'll tell you if you're wrong. Nobody's ever corrected me, and I'm pretty sure is you've got to break a few eggs to make a real mayonnaise, and I think it was Hellman's that came up with that. If you are driving something that makes you feel tacky because it's old and dirty and disgusting and you've given up hope of ever driving something better or something really special, you know, like a BMW, you have obviously not visited jackingram.com and seen. Used cars are cars that have really been put through a rigorous. They just take a car and trade and say, okay, put it in that light over there or that lot over there and we'll charge X number of dollars for it, like some people do. No, they will not resell somebody else's troubles. So that's the first thing. The mechanics are all over trying to make sure that they're about to consider reselling a car that will run and deliver reliable driving miles. Then the vehicle history, the condition of the body, and the interior are taken into consideration. Now, we're three-time purchasers, so I'm not suggesting you spend your money where I haven't done it myself three times. We're very happy with all three. We got a great starter car for my stepson there. If you have something like that happening, that blessed event coming in your family, this is a place to think ahead and shop, because that's what we did. We got such a great deal on the vehicle. He now drives to college that we bought it actually months before he was ready to use it. But we couldn't pass it up. If that's the kind of deal you want on a car of any type for any need at any price range, any type of car and any brand name, Jack Ingram is the place to go. 235 Northeastern Boulevard or online at jackingram.com. Please tell Tip Tames and that remarkably talented team over there. They do such a great job of making it the used car shopping experience that you heard about him here.
It looks like a lot of people have already made it to the house. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the traffic easing up just a little bit. After all, it is Friday afternoon. Really busy at Troy Highway and the Boulevard. Don't know exactly what's going on, but it's a popular place to be this afternoon. There's a bunch of people waiting to turn onto I-85 at the Boulevard and 85, and we see a little bit of a backup when you get to the Northern Boulevard and I-65. Atlanta Highway showing a lot of traffic between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. If you turn right on Taylor Road and head up towards the interstate, the crowd's going to go with you. It's busy up there as well this evening. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
A Prestige fishing boat, a high-end luxury with lots of cup holders and a 12,000 RPM gyro ball. We talk with the owners of Regulator Marine on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, So don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name is Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch. You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think, I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. Well, you know, I had to be pissed about it, were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so, you know, the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't give me something more. Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy goes, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
That reminds me of the request to tell the dog frog story earlier this afternoon. At the end of that Norm MacDonald clip. You heard that story before? Yeah, only like 1,000 times. But thank you for enduring. It's been a really interesting afternoon. I mean, from my perspective, I'm much happier leaving than I was coming in.
That's a good thing.
And you know, that old problem resurfaced again. And I'm now in a state of acceptance. That is beyond the things and when you get that way, especially with something involving heating, air conditioning, or plumbing, that's when you need to get yourself a Clark's Club membership. Because, first of all, Clark's Club members get 2 annual tune-ups to their heating and air conditioning system. If your system fails you on Monday, don't tell me I didn't warn you, because everybody that's a Clark's Club member has had them out already to make sure that when you need heat, it's there. Because we're going to have wind chills in the teens on Monday morning. Same thing in the summer. They're out there well before the weather gets hot to make sure your system is up to the task. If it needs Freon, all of those things get checked out. And then, like with plumbing or any of the aforementioned, if something goes wrong, you have 24/7 protection from Clark's. So call them at 277-2125. They will ask, how can we make you happy today? Talk to them about a membership. And the benefits that go with it. Because when your system runs efficiently, that'll turn up on your electric costs. And that's how you keep your bills lower. I've been doing a year-to-year comparison at our current location. And we are doing about $30 a month lower without changing a thing. Any routines or habits or electric use. And that's the difference that efficiency can make in the cost of running a house. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some really incredible, awesome people, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004.
It
looks like a lot of people have already made it to the house. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the traffic easing up just a little bit. After all, it is Friday afternoon. Really busy at Troy Highway and the Boulevard. Don't know exactly what's going on, but it's a popular place to be this afternoon. There's a bunch of people waiting to turn onto I-85 at the Boulevard in 85, and we see a little bit of a backup when you get to the Northern Boulevard and I-65. Atlanta Highway showing a lot of traffic between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. If you turn right on Taylor Road and head up towards the interstate, the crowd's going to go with you. It's busy up there as well this evening. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Suspicious characters are gathering in the studio, so the Joey Clark Radio Hour must be close.
Indeed.
Anything in particular today? You're just going to...
I think we're going to have some fun, but apparently researchers have figured out what federal government employees are doing in D.C. with their time off.
Oh,
The state of Illinois is now taxing lap dances.
Oh.
And I might once again cut a promo against Brian Kilmeade.
Oh.
Because I'm going to raise money. I'm going to raise $50,000, $100,000 that Brian should join me in the octagon. No rules. Bare-knuckle boxing, biting, anything goes. But what I'm going to attack, Greg?